Blog Talk Radio.
Glory be to God. Glory be to God.
No matter hell or heaven, I'll be there by your side.
Jesus never leaves us alone. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. But his love does, his grace flows, heart change, and love grows. Listen now, no matter the weather, no storm lasts forever. But his love does, his grace flows, heart change, and love grows. Thank you, Lord, for all you've done and you're about to do, about to do. Thank you, Lord, for all you've done and you're about to do. With Jesus' name, I plead the blood of Christ.
Well, hello and praise the Lord, everybody. This is Pastor Gene Judkins of Holy Ghost Fire Church. Welcome to Holy Ghost Fire Radio. Pastor Charlie is in Florida visiting with family. We were going to have a special guest, James Cross, but he has some issues with his wisdom teeth. His jaw is all swollen up from what I understand, so he's not able to join us today. So it'll be me and hopefully the Holy Ghost, and we are going to talk a little bit about street ministry here. I don't have the experience that Brother James Cross has, but we're going to talk a little bit about it, and then we're going to touch a little bit about what I'm going to be talking about tomorrow as I do the Bible study, because, again, Pastor Charlie is vacationing, it's a busy week. Let's open in a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, we just praise you. We thank you. We love you. Father, all honor, all glory goes to you. Jesus, we love you. We thank you for what you've done, for what you're doing, and what you're going to do in our lives. Holy Spirit, we just ask that you would open the eyes, the ears, and the hearts of the people listening, and that you would just bless this radio program in Jesus' name. Amen. That's right. In Jesus' name. Jesus, the name above all names. Jesus, the name that does everything. Jesus, where every knee shall bow and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. It doesn't matter what's going on in your life. It doesn't matter who is coming against you. If the Lord Jesus is with you, then there is nothing that is impossible and in your lives. So if there's any storms that come your way, any situation that comes your way, we need to go to Jesus. Because I'm telling you, people, the storm clouds are going to come. The thunder is going to be here. And there's going to be things that are going to come against you as long as you and I are in these bodies here. But until the trumpet sounds of Jesus Christ coming back to set his kingdom here on earth, then you and I are to be serving him and about doing his business until we hear that mighty and majestic trumpet and look up and see our Savior in the skies. So, let's just get going here tonight. Again, I'm going solo. If you have any questions, if you'd like to ask questions or prayer or have something perhaps for the people to listen to out there, our call-in number is 646-787-8364. And again, it's 646-787-8364. And we want you to call in. So having to get to watch my brother, James Cross, watch him do a couple Facebook Lives. We had him on the radio show on our last program. His testimony was just out of this world. It was fantastic. Again, those people, if you could just pray for him because he's having problems with his wisdom teeth. But by talking to him and getting to know him some, He goes out and he does a lot of one-on-one in street ministry. Now, of course, he was in the gangs. I'm not sure. I can't quite remember which group he was in, but he was in some gangs, very, very big gangs, bad gangs. And so he went from ganging to where he gave his life to Christ. And now he goes out and he actually witnesses to actual gang members and other people on the streets. Now, when I was young, I was probably in my early 20s, we used to go out and do what they called tracking. We'd go out and hand tracts to people about Jesus Christ and salvation, and occasionally got to speak to some people. And believe it or not, some people actually prayed with us and gave their lives to Christ. But as we got older, we got more busy. We didn't go out as much, or we didn't have time. And then the internet, and with all the social media that happens now, everybody basically works through social media, but there are many people still out on the streets that need to hear the good news of the Lord Jesus Christ. Let's read Mark chapter 16, verse 15. This is Jesus speaking. This is about the Great Commission, and this is a command where he says, go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. That gospel, again, is the good news, the good message. It's the good news of salvation. Gospel here, the Greek word is euangelion. I'm probably saying it wrong. But this Greek word was originally used to describe the good news of the military victory brought from a messenger to his commander. It then came to mean simply a good message. In the New Testament, it means the good news of salvation. So you and I are to be promoting the good news of salvation and not focusing on the bad news. Because let's be honest, if you're out witnessing on the streets, nobody wants to hear bad news. They want hope. We need to speak a positive, good message about Jesus Christ so that they can build up their faith and then they will accept him as their Lord and Savior. Now, many people out there are going to sit down and say, oh, but they need to hear about hell and they need to know where they're going. Let me tell you something. I've talked with thousands of people who were not born again, and I can assure you, deep down inside, they are searching, and they know darn well where they're going should they die. Some of them make a joke out of it and say, well, if I go to hell, then I'll be able to party with all my friends. I've heard that one umpteen times. Some people will tell you that they're just not good enough. They're no good. You don't know the things that I've done in my life. And everything is stemmed around rejection. They have low self-esteem, or they think they've done something too bad, condemnation. And if you pour condemnation onto condemnation, that certainly isn't going to make them feel anybody any better, and it's certainly not going to lead them to Christ. So they need to have a message of hope. They need to have a message of good news, and they need to be told the truth and shown the light. And the light is Jesus Christ. So I would encourage people, even though Pastor James Cross, or as he likes to be called on the street, G-Code, that's God code for all of you who don't know that, message him. If you're interested in street ministry, he can, you know, give you some tidbits or some ideas. He'll definitely pray for you. And perhaps that's what you've been called to do, is to go out and preach the gospel. We have a phone call here. Hello and praise the Lord. This is Pastor Dean.
Hey, Dean. How you doing, buddy?
Hey, Pastor Charlie calling all the way from Florida.
Yeah, we're here at the ball game. I just wanted to check in and say bless you. Keep up the good work, and we'll talk to you Thursday. When I get in Thursday, we'll talk, okay?
Amen. Thank you so much for the call.
All right. We love you, bro. Talk to you soon.
Love you, too. God bless.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. So that was a pleasant surprise. He's calling us all the way from the Tampa Rays. He's at the ball game down there, the Tampa Ray ball game. And he called to say hello to everybody and that he loves us. Well, that's a blessing. Thank you very much, Charlie. So now, the Great Commission. We need to go out and promote the gospel, the good news of Jesus Christ and the kingdom of God. Now, we're seeing all over the internet that, you know, the rapture is going to be happening again. And I think it's June or July this year. I think one of them is June 15th or the 23rd. Another one in July. I'm 50 years old. I've been born again for 40 years. And I've heard about the rapture happening, at least 50 or 100 times in my lifetime. I'm still here. This rapture talk is just to scare people, just to make it so people will stop believing and get discouraged and walk away from God. Now, Jesus is indeed coming back. Jesus indeed told us we're to be out doing his work. We're to be doing the works of God when he returns. But as far as this rapture that you're talking about, I don't buy into it. And we're just to be out doing the works of Jesus Christ. And so with that now, if you have an area that needs to be ministered to, perhaps you're not a pastor, or you're not an evangelist, or you're not an apostle, or you're not a prophet, or you're not a teacher. That's not necessarily bad news. It's actually good news, because we are going to be judged twice as much for everything that we say and do. And that's scary, folks. That is very scary, because everybody makes mistakes. And that's why we stick to the word of God so diligently, because we don't want to make mistakes and have to answer for them. And I certainly don't want to lead somebody astray. It's all about our Heavenly Father. It's all about Jesus Christ. And it's all about the Holy Ghost residing in us, leading us, guiding us, and drawing people to God the Father and Jesus Christ. So tomorrow we're going to be talking about destructive doctrines. I'd encourage you all to go on Facebook Live. And we're going to talk about when we do go out and street witness, that we are supposed to, again, promote the gospel, the good news. We are to offer, let's read it right here. I'm going to read Mark chapter 16. I'll read verses 15 through 20. And it says, this is Jesus speaking to the disciples. And this is for everybody. This wasn't just for the disciples. This is for you and I today. And he said to them, go into all the world, get that all the world, and preach the gospel to every creature. He who believes and is baptized will be saved, but he who does not believe will be condemned. And these signs will follow those that who believe. In my name, they will cast out demons. They will speak with new tongues. They will take up serpents. If they drink anything deadly, it will by no means hurt them. And they will lay hands on the sick, and they will recover. Now, if you go out into the streets and you minister according to the word of God, the Bible plainly tells us that signs and wonders are going to follow the word. And these signs and wonders happened all the time when Jesus was in ministry, after he got baptized by the Holy Ghost. It followed the disciples after they got baptized and filled with the Holy Ghost. When Jesus was here, they were not filled with the Holy Ghost. They operated off of his authority and his name, his power. But when Jesus rose up and was seated at the right hand of the Father, they waited for a few days. Jesus sent the Holy Ghost down, and they were all baptized the same way that Jesus was baptized at the river with John the Baptist. So when we go out and we witness these people out in the streets, perhaps they have an illness, and you can pray for them, and the power of God heals them. What better way to get somebody to believe in the gospel, our Jesus, our Heavenly Father, than watching somebody get healed? If somebody has been ill, sick, or diseased, and you lay hands on them according to the word of God and they recover, well, then, by golly, that person's going to start thinking, hey, this is something that I want. And that's exactly what happened with Jesus. Jesus would go out, heal the sick, raise the dead, cleanse the lepers. He would cast out demonic beings. He would provide food from nowhere for these people. His messages about the kingdom of God would stir their hearts. He would prick the hearts of people, and they would come and just become born again. And so by doing so, you and I are to do the same thing. Now, we're supposed to, in his name, we're casting out devils. There's a lot of demonic beings on this earth today. They're assigned to people all over the world. Everybody has demons assigned to them. And it's by the power of the Holy Ghost and by the cleansing of the word that you and I can overcome these attacks of the devil, these demonic spirits. Now, many times, if you have a demonic spirit that's upon you, it'll put its talons or its hands and grasp a hold of your flesh or your mind, and it'll stay there. And it's through the name of Jesus Christ, by the power of the Holy Ghost, that these demonic spirits are basically told to release you and to go. And I'm not talking about possession. I am talking about demon oppression. And many of us are oppressed today. The Apostle Paul was oppressed by demonic beings his entire ministry. So it's a common thing, but there are people on the streets that could be possessed. Many of them are oppressed, and simply by going out and preaching the gospel and getting them to accept Jesus Christ, many times when they say the sinner's prayer, these demonic beings will actually release and come away from them as the Holy Spirit or Jesus comes to reside inside of them. So there are people on the streets that don't have access to computers. They don't have the internet. There's a many homeless around the United States, and they don't have any hope. There's no hope. There's no future for them in their eyes. And when we go out and preach the gospel on the streets, we can give them that hope. We can give them that future in Jesus Christ. And if you can get them born again, get the oppression in their mindset focused on Christ, and they begin to develop a relationship with God, they begin to read the word, then they begin to have a mindset for Christ. Now they can sit down and get off the streets, get back to where they're originally supposed to be, fulfill their legacy or their destiny in Christ, and by doing so, they can lead others into the kingdom of God. And that's what street ministry is all about. It's about the love of God. It's about what Jesus Christ has done for us. It's about the kingdom of God. It's about honoring the Heavenly Father and having Jesus as your Lord and operating through the power of the Holy Ghost. Now, if you have other ministries that have these destructive doctrines where, well, you can't wear this, you can't wear makeup, and you can't do this, and you can't do that, and this has been done away with, and that's done away with, and this and that. There are so many rules and regulations that nobody wants to deal with it, period. And then they wonder why the church attendance is coming down. Or they'll sit down and say, you must tithe 10%. You must give your money, blah, 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 blah. These are destructive doctrines that are being taught today, and it's not of God. You see, Jesus never worried about any money. Jesus told Peter to go out and catch a fish, pull the coin out, and pay the taxes, and he did. I mean, he didn't have a place to lay his head. Why? Because the Holy Spirit would go and perform things ahead of time so that when he arrived, everything was in place. And if you're called to ministry, if you're called to do something and it's of God, you don't need to ask for that money. God will provide it. If you ask for money and start to get tied over to money, you put your trust in mammon or money, and it takes your focus off of God. But if you continually serve God, preach the good news of the gospel, preach the kingdom of God, you operate in the signs and wonders that Mark chapter 16 says, 15 through 20, and you're in obedience to the word through the power of the Holy Ghost, you won't have to ask a person for a penny. Matter of fact, you'll have all the money you need plus some. God takes care of those who go about doing his business. But these destructive doctrines have come into play, and it's watered down Christianity. And last year we talked about blended Christianity, and it's blended the world and paganism with Christianity, and now it's become blended, and it's not powerful. It's lost its power, it's lost its salt, it's lost its zeal, and it's definitely lost its love for Jesus Christ and our brothers and sisters in Christ. But sometimes I think that if we could get back out on the streets and see how the other ones how tough they're having it, it'll give us a thirst and a desire. It'll definitely show us that we're blessed, and perhaps we can go out and bless these other people that are less fortunate, bring them to repentance. They accept Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior, and by doing so, you're bringing people from the pits of hell and death into life, life more abundantly, and when they do go on or they do pass or they do die, they're going to go into the kingdom of God, heaven. And that's what we're supposed to be doing. But again, for whatever reason, all these denominations, all these destructive doctrines, all these different opinions, everything that's going on Facebook, these mind-boggling, useless questions where they'll sit down and they'll actually twist what the scripture says to get people argue. You know, on Facebook, they sit down, they'll ask a question knowing that this is going to cause chaos. They know it's going to cause division, and they know it's going to cause argument, and then you're going to see 853 comments on there. You got half of them saying that that's not true. The other half saying they are. The person that's writing it sitting down condemning this person, that person. This person over here judging that person. And then they sit down and say, oh, yeah, God's called me. Well, perhaps God's called you, but you're not working for him. The Bible says that division is not of God. You're working for the devil if you do this stuff. But I'm going to tell you a little secret. I know on Facebook alone, many of these people will, quote, be Christian when they're really not, and they're plants, and they're doing this on purpose to divide the body of Christ. Well, people, that's not good news. Either that or you won't agree with somebody's ministry, perhaps some television evangelist or pastor or something, and so you won't agree with them, and so you've decided that God's called you to have a ministry to tell others that brother or sister or pastor or evangelist so-and-so are not of God, and that's all you talk about, and you preach about it. Well, let me tell you something. That's the quickest way to death and bodily disease and sickness that I've ever seen besides sexual sin, and if you continue to do that, you won't be around long. That I can promise you. I've seen many people go up against God's elect, and we just did preaching on that Sunday, and they're no longer with us. Now, I pray to God that they're up in heaven, but I don't know. I'm not Jesus, so I couldn't tell you. The Bible said that if we have a problem with somebody, we're to pray for them, not sit down there and condemn them and do all this other stuff. And then we go out in the streets, and if you're going to have a negative message like that in the streets, please, I'm begging you, don't go. You won't drive that person to God. Chances are you'll drive them away. And some of these people that are on the streets need Jesus Christ. They need to hear the message soon because some of them are going to die. They could be drug addicts. They could freeze to death. They could be starving. They could be mentally ill. There's so many things that happen. They may decide that they have to go and harm somebody or kill somebody. They may have to, you know, think that they have to go rob this or rob that or hurt innocent people. So they need to hear the good news of Jesus Christ. And again, I am sure that Brother James would sit down there and love to testify. Maybe he'll do a live Facebook show on it or something there and help people who are interested in going into the streets. And my advice to you is these people that go out and do these ministries, they shouldn't have to ask for financial help because that's not what we're here for. But by golly, if the Holy Ghost places it on your heart to bless them, bless them. These people put tons of time into what they do. They spend countless hours. Bless them with a financial gift or with prayer or perhaps something, even a word of encouragement. Because let me tell you something, a lot of attacks come against these people who are out there doing ministry. The devil comes after them 24/7. He doesn't want them doing these things. But I am challenging you out there to do something. Stop watching television, you know, 8, 9, 10, 12 hours a day. Stop watching the computers and playing these stupid games all the time. I mean, once in a while is fine, but don't live on them. Get away from the things that are keeping you from spending time with God so that he can prepare you to go out what he's called you to do. Because I guarantee you, if he's called you to do something and you don't do it, when you go up to see him face to face in judgment, he's going to question you on it, and you're not going to be very happy. The worst words I can think of hearing in my life is when Jesus would look at me and say, depart from me, I don't know you. Well, in order to know him, we have to spend time with him. You know, it's one thing to know who he is. It's another to know all about him, his whole characteristics, his whole makeup, everything about him, everything. That's a relationship. That is a relationship. So again, we're praying that Brother James, his mouth will get better. Matter of fact, I'm going to pray for him right now, live. Dear Heavenly Father, I just praise you. I love you. I worship you. Father, right now I lift up my Brother James Cross, and I speak to them wisdom teeth right now. I command that pain and that swelling to go right now in Jesus' name. Holy Ghost, we ask that you would straighten his teeth out, that they would be normal, that they'd be pain-free, that the swelling would go down, and he would continue to do his work that he's been called to do. He's a man of God. He's a mighty man of God. So Satan, right now, I bind you from him right now in Jesus' name. Lord, I just ask that you would open the windows of blessing physically, emotionally, and even monetarily, Lord, so that he can provide for him and his family. And Father, I just ask that his children would be able to come back, that you would provide with plenty of food, Lord, so that he can have his children back. And Satan, I bind you. I come against every work or every scheme that you have against him in Jesus' name. Amen. We thank you for that, Father. We know by the power of the Holy Ghost that that's going to come to pass. So I'm thanking you ahead of time for that right now, Lord, in Jesus' name. Now, we've got about 3 minutes left. Again, tomorrow, watch us on Facebook. We're going to be talking about destructive doctrines. I'm going to be reading out of 2 Peter chapter 2. And we're going to get into some stuff here. We're going to get into some stuff that needs to be cleaned up in the body of Christ. We have mindsets that need to be changed. We need the mind of Christ. You know, people will sit down and say, well, Jesus turned over the tables. Yes, he did turn over the tables. Yes, he did get angry. But the Bible says not to let the sun go down on our anger. Let's face it, he was Jesus. You and I are not. And we need to go out and preach the good news. And in our best ability that we can, get close to God's word, get really close and allow the Holy Ghost to work through us so that we can operate in love. And the love that's talked about in the word of God, because God is agape love, that's a love that you and I can't experience or give out. We can experience God's love that way, but we can't give out agape love because we don't have our glorified bodies yet. But the love that the Bible talks about when we're to love one another is a brotherly or a sister love. Just like you would love a sibling in your family, that doesn't mean that sometimes you don't get upset with them, because we do in family members, but you have that that love for a brother and sister like you would a sibling, and that's the love that we're to have for each other. And again, it's okay to get upset or get, you know, a little mad at each other now and then. But just like a sibling or a brother and sister always come back and forgive, you and I do the same thing. We operate that way. So thank you for listening. Going solo. This Thursday, we're going to have Sister Lorianne Morton's going to be talking. She's going to be talking about her cancer testimony. You don't want to miss that. That'll be good. She's going to talk about things that God's doing in her life. And boy, from the stories that she's been telling and stuff, what a mighty blessing. So tune in tomorrow night. Tune in Thursday. Pastor Charlie will be back. We love you. And remember, Jesus is Lord. God bless.